Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo, yo.
Yo, 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 yo.
What up? Let's just right off the rip. Gotta talk about snacks, because we gotta talk about eating.
Yeah, I got a popsicle.
Nice. Is it another...
Outshine.
What was it? What was it?
It's an Outshine popsicle. The pineapple
one. Oh, pineapple. Oh, my God. Pineapple is, like, one of my favorite flavors.
Yo, it's all... You can never go wrong with a pineapple flavor.
That's what I was saying. I mean, that's why SpongeBob lives in one.
Obviously, for obvious reasons.
Yes, yes. So, I ordered groceries, some just little things that I needed, you know? And so, I was ordering some snacks. That's why this is relevant for the intro. And now, I want to ask what you would do in this scenario. So, I saw these baked Ritz cracker type things that are sour cream and onion. I love those kind of things. And I was like, ooh, it's 2 for 1. Or buy one, get one free. Right? Mm-hmm. So how do you indicate that in the app? Like, what would you do if you wanted to get buy one, get one free? What would you do? You'd what?
I'd use the chat feature.
Okay, see, well, I didn't even think, because, well, once I ordered it, I just figured, I just didn't think about it. You know what I mean? Like, I ordered it and didn't think. But I put 2 on there, because I've had a couple of scenarios where it was buy one, get one free, and they'll just give you 1, and you get it half off, right? But I was like, no, I want 2, why not get an extra bag of crackers, like, you know what I mean?
Yep.
You get one free. So, I put 2 on there. Guess how many showed up in the bag when I got the groceries?
How many?
4.
Well, I was going to say that.
Boy. Yeah, but I don't know if you remember this. I don't even know if I talked about it on here. But the same thing happened with tea about 3 months ago. I ordered some green tea, and it was buy one, get one free. So, like, oh, well, I'll just give me 2 boxes. Because, like I said, most of the time, if it was buy one, get one free, if you just said 1, they would get you just 1 and then give you half off that 1. This is like confusing. It's way more complicated than it should be. But then they showed up with 4 boxes of green tea. And I gave away 2 of them because I was like, I'm never going to drink this much tea. So yeah, I got basically 4 bags of these baked Ritz. I don't know if they're crackers or chips. They're like in between. They're crisps.
Crisps.
Oh, how appropriate.
Well,
the snack for cripples. Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Illa.
And it's Jake.
And it's the Two Gibbs. Welcome to a Far Podcast, brought to you via the Anchor app. You know how we do. We record on the app, and sometimes I have to call Jake twice. We have to connect.
Sometimes. What's up with that Anchor?
Oh, yeah. What's up with that Anchor? Let us know. But anyway, we record and edit and distribute our podcast through this app, and you can get it on the App Store, and you can go online, anchor.fm, to start your own podcast, which everyone basically has now. But unlike them, we have a producer of the podcast who produces this thing.
Oh, Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. Anywho. Okay, so you got the pineapple popsicle going on. Yep. I'm a little jealous. That sounds great. It's pretty toasty in Georgia right now. Yeah, I was about to ask if you've been outside.
No.
You might vaporize. It's really damn toasty out there. I think it was like, I went out, I had hot tea this morning, and it was, I think, 84 And that was like, that was at 11 this morning. So it's definitely in the 90s by now. Yeah, yeah. So I wish we'd get a couple cloudy, rainy days. That'd be kind of nice. I enjoy that. I will cause for celebration today. Got a haircut.
Oh, yeah, I saw.
Just about like an hour ago, a little time-lapse video. Yeah, Mary, shout out to Mary, who cut my hair. She's awesome. Made her way down to the city. And that's what's cool about being a hairstylist, I would think, because you can kind of go anywhere and do it if you have your tools with you. It's like a producer now. You can just have a laptop. You know, you can go make beats anywhere, you know?
I'm almost out of storage on my laptop. What the fuck?
Already?
I know, and I got 1 terabyte. I'm like, what the fuck?
I ain't really doing
that. And what's weird? You know what's weird?
What's that?
It's like, I have 2 terabytes on my Google Drive, and I really feel like I have more stuff on there than I do my laptop.
That's,
so, like,
yeah,
I'm confused. You know what I mean? Because I'm like, yo, how the fuck? Why am I almost out of space?
Well, a lot of it probably has to do with, I know at least the beats that we do, like, we always have the stems.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That probably eats a bunch of, because that's like, I mean, how many beats do we say? The other day had like 50 beats together.
55, yeah.
Just us. So the stems on all those are ridiculous.
Yeah, because I have 550, I've used 559.3 gigs on my Google Drive out of 2 terabytes. But I've had my Google Drive for a long-ass time. So I'm really trying to figure out how my laptop has 1 terabyte and I only have like 70-something gigs of storage left.
Damn, yeah, that's weird. Well, I'd say one thing you got to be cautious of, here we go, a little education for everyone out there. If you have a laptop or a computer, whatever, be wary, because when you get down to about 50 gigabytes and less, your computer is going to start functioning, well, it won't be functioning as well. Like, it just, because it uses some of your empty storage as memory. I mean, I'm not exactly sure how it works. I just know that every laptop I've ever had, when you get below 50 or 25 gigs left, your computer just starts acting funky. So
I don't know what to do, bro. I just got this laptop, bro.
Well, you know, here's the thing, though. You should get, I have an external drive. I've always had an external drive for every computer I've had, and I operate from the external drive. So everything I do, like, I have a, but mine's a, you know, newer MacBook Pro, so it's USB-C, it's super fast, but I have a 2 terabyte external drive. I think it's a Glyph drive, and you know, I just put everything on there. So any sessions, any beats, and then you can make copies and put them on another drive if you need to. But having like a physical backup drive is always a good idea. And you can get them super cheap now. I think mine was a little more because the Glyph drives are, I think they're just higher quality. But it might be $150 for 2 terabytes.
I got a hard drive. I need to find it. Oh, no, I'm just like, yo, it's just like space just filled up. Because when did I get this laptop?
I don't, 3-4 months ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not been that long.
I guess it's good. Well, it's probably because I have a lot of kids, so I need to go to the kids I'm not using.
And also all your stuff, like all your Arturia stuff, any kind of sound banks and stuff, those take up a lot of space.
Yeah.
They'll take, like, because you get into the real, you know, game of getting sounds, like, I got plugins that are 20, 30 gigs.
Yeah, like, I have big-ass VSTs, because I, you know, I have Kontakt.
Yeah.
I have the Native Instruments, whatever bundle thing.
Yeah, that takes up a lot of space.
That's true. Now that I think about it, I just got shit, like, VSTs that are... And you know what's fucking hilarious? I wanted to get Omnisphere. Fucking crying.
Omnisphere is dope. That has some of the best sounding.
Oh yeah, I mean,
just sounds. They sound.
I still
so
want
good.
It, bro. I don't.
Oh,
care.
Me too.
I still want Omnisphere because I just know it's the fucking bee's knees. But with my space, I don't think I can even do that.
But wait, did you know that? Look. You need to look that up though, because I think Spectrasonics.
Yep.
Is the company that makes it.
Yep.
I do believe Omnisphere. I do believe they give you. You can get that on an external drive now. Like, meaning it comes with a drive.
Oh.
Well, so
it's
how smart 64 is that?
Gigs of free hard space.
64 gigs?
Yeah.
That's a lot.
I know.
Because, like, I think my MacBook Pro, like, that's the thing about. I actually got less. I think I got less storage on my Mac. Excuse me. On my MacBook Pro, my new one, because so much is stored on an external drive. And I think the more you have on your computer, like, I don't know. Wait, I said that wrong. The more space you have available to you on your computer, you tend to use it.
Yep.
So I think my logic was like, if I get one that's 256, I'm not going to use as much because I want to be cautious with it. But I definitely two terabyte. Good.
No, I was just going to say, like, I wish they had, like, I really feel like Omnisphere should be bundled with, should have, like, Keyscape and Trillion already in it for as big as that shit is, but I understand why it has to be separate VSTs, but that's neither here nor there.
I think because they can make more money out of it separately.
Well, when you crack it, just a life hack, when you crack Omnisphere, which honestly is a bitch to do, so
yeah.
Wouldn't suggest it, but if you do,
mm-hmm.
It comes with Trillion and Keyscape combined.
Oh, they're built. So they're just selling the same product. It's just what you're unlocking out of it.
Well, I mean, no. For when it's cracked, Omnisphere, it already has it. Like, can have Trillion.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Like, when you get it, so if you did get a hold of it, or you bought it, it's probably already in there, but you can't access it unless...
No, but Omnisphere, it's separate. It's, all of them are separate VSTs.
Okay.
So, like you have Omnisphere.
I get that. You might have to clarify for me then. Go ahead, please.
No, I'm just saying, like, for people that don't know, like, you don't have to get them all separate. But if you crack it, I guess somehow it's all in one. Like, you get, like, Trillion and Keyscape.
That's you.
I don't know how they did that, to be honest.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah, that is what I meant, though. If you crack it,
yeah.
What I'm saying is, say if you got it in one giant file, it's hidden in that file. But I'm saying if and when you crack it, the crack is just everything.
Yep.
Yeah, wow.
It's fire.
That's crazy. Yeah. Kudos to people who use it. I guess we do not condone cracking. FYI. Although Spectrasonics would like to let a couple of gimpy guys use the plugins to look good, let us know. We'll make some beats out of it. We'll make you proud.
I just wonder how people crack stuff in the first place. Like, I've always been interested in that.
It's really a thing of, like, I don't know, but I've known of people that do it, and all that it seems like is there are these file structures that the computer looks for. Do you know what I mean? So it's like, it installs a certain, you know, text file hidden somewhere, and it's like, it has this code written in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's tricky shit like that. And you go in the background, like, there's people that hack that stuff all the time. They're just like, oh, yeah, you put this file here, put this file in the preferences, and do this, and start it up. There you go. You're like, oh, shit. Like, although my new computer is guilt-free. It's guilt-free. Everything is legit. So, anything interesting going on this week? Or, you know, how was your mom's birthday?
It was good. We my dad, he cooked a lot.
Nice.
And he made a cake.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep.
Was it a red velvet cake?
No, it was a fuck, I don't remember now.
Okay.
It has like moonshine.
Oh.
And strawberry and apples and a bundt cake. It was a bundt cake.
Okay, that sounds amazing.
It was.
So like a little tipsy cake? You a little bug on it? Yeah. Oh, nice.
I guess, yeah.
Tipsy. Mm-hmm. Tipsy cake. Is that a podcast mm-hmm. title?
Yes. It was delicious.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
What?
And,
that was cool.
That's what we had. And we also had shrimp and grits for dinner.
Oh, dang. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm about to make a confession here.
Yep.
I've never had grits.
Well, that's okay.
I don't know what are grits? What are what is the texture of it? Like, what is it like? It's not like oatmeal, is it?
No, it's like smoother than that.
Okay. Is it almost like the consistency of applesauce? Like, not sweet like that, but okay.
No, I don't know how to describe it now that I think
about it. Is it like a little tiny, tiny rice kind of particle type?
I guess, kind of.
Okay.
That's a good question. Shit. I don't even know how to describe that.
Okay, well, maybe it's not describable.
Yeah.
I've never been in a position to be offered grits, I guess. Or maybe I have, and I just turned it down. I must have, because I've had greens and stuff like that, you know what I mean? Like, I've been in situations...
Yeah, you probably just turned it down.
What's that?
I said, yeah, you probably just turned it down.
Yeah, maybe so. I feel like I'm missing out. Do you like people put, like, butter in their grits?
Yeah.
Like, is it, like, a sweet thing? Or is it, like...
No.
Okay, good. All right.
It's, like, savory.
Savory, okay. Yeah, I'm going to have to try that. I don't know if I'll ever confess that in public. Okay, I've never had grits. Okay.
Yeah.
You're at a restaurant, the music just stops. Everybody looks at you, you know. Like, well, get that guy some grits.
I mean, I don't know if grits are common anyway.
I feel like they are, though, because... And then you see, like, even on cooking shows that I've, you know, watched once in a while, everybody's just eating grits, like, oh, these are so good. I'm like, I don't even know, because especially if the fact that if you can eat shrimp with grits, can you eat all kinds of meat, like, with grits, or, like, seafoods, like, yeah. Yeah, I'm probably missing out on something. Well, one thing I don't want to miss out on is this new Instagram has flexed its muscle with a quick reaction to the possible outlawing of TikTok. Or at least what I heard is they're not going to ban TikTok per se, but they're going to ban, like, you can't get any sponsors or something. I guess, or you can't do sponsored ads or I don't know what it was. It's like TikTok can't do business with certain people or something. I don't know. I'm hearing all kinds of things. Either way, Instagram's reaction was, hold my beer. You know, watch this.
Yeah, and Mark Zuckerberg just got, like, a few billion dollars because of that.
Really?
Yeah, added to his net worth.
Because of the... Damn. So they started this new thing called Reels.
Yeah.
And what... They're trying to say it's like a TikTok competitor. I don't really see it that... Like, I feel it's like... It's not as functional. And it's a little more limited to me.
Oh, I'd be having fun.
I mean, but isn't it limited to 30 seconds?
15.
Is it only 15?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
just like when they first started with Instagram, it used to be 15-second videos.
That is true. That is true. But I thought they wanted to be a real TikTok competitor. They would have done, like,
I'm sure they're going to start out slow. you know?
That's true.
But just to see how it works out, because they don't want to probably get too ahead of themselves and be like, oh, wait. Right. Doing a full rollout, you know?
Right. And it's weird because everybody got it immediately. You know, some of those functions, people were like, I didn't get it. Like, I don't know. Did you get the audio function on Twitter?
Yeah.
I did too. But I have a friend that still hasn't gotten it. And she and I just I don't even know what to use it for yet. I've done one message. I did like a little thing that I basically said, I don't know what I'm going to do with this. So it's just like little sound bites. What are you going to do? Maybe like freestyle.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'd use it, to be honest, yet. But when I figure it out, I will. However, I have used Reels though. And I'm doing great with it.
Yeah, how is... tell me again how well you... Because I remember we talked about a couple days ago, you kind of surprised me with some numbers. I was like, oh, shit.
Let's see. Let me go to my Reels. So, one Reel didn't upload on the Reels platform. I don't know why. Like, it's on... it's a Reel, but it's not on my Reels. The first Reel I did, I got 1,920 plays. But then I did a second one with my girlfriend. And it has 5,036.
Jeez.
And then the next one that I did has 1,787.
Wait, how many?
1,787.
Damn, okay, yeah, that's good.
And I've just been putting my beats, honestly. Like, because I haven't really figured out how, like, I want to utilize it. I just knew I wanted to get on there first. Like, I want to be, like, utilizing it before it gets to be, like, super, I don't know,
saturated.
Yeah, because, like, people are obviously using it right now, but they're not, like, really, really using it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Not yet. So that's why I figure if I get on it right now, it'll be better that way.
Yeah, I've been messing with it. Actually, I took some snippets from the documentary about me and put it on Reels. And, of course, I put the time-lapse haircut thing on Reels. Like, I'm just trying to mess with it and see what would be, you know, fun to... you know, to do with it. So
yeah, I mean, I do think it's easy to get views though, no matter what you put on it.
Yeah, it seems to be. I know, like, I put there. I think yesterday I put a... was that yesterday? It had to be. Whenever I put my first ones up, I put a little clip of being in the studio, and I got like 200 views, but like within an hour. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Which is, you know, it's a decent amount. I wonder how much it's gonna depend on hashtags and certain things like that.
I don't even use hashtags.
Oh, that's dope. Okay.
I don't use any, because like when I test out something new, I like to like see what the organic traffic is like first.
That makes sense.
Before I do hashtags, because just to know.
Right. Right.
So
I get it. I see people that are like on TikTok and they're going like full on Reels right now. You know what I mean? Like they're adapting the same. It is. It really is. I'm always trying to figure out like, well, I think it's that weird thing to where people try so hard. It's same with music. People try so hard to figure out this secret formula, and I don't think there is one. You know what I mean? Where it's like, just make stuff and something just catches. I mean, you know that. Think about all the posts you've done.
The videos I made are random.
That's what I mean. And even think of some of the ones you made since I've known you. You know what I mean? Where you're like, yo, I didn't even think anything about this, and it got like crazy views. And think about the. Like the hair, remember the hair style?
Hair videos.
Yeah, the hair videos, and you put beats? Weren't they getting like 100,000 views and
like? Well, yeah. When people used them in their videos,
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know. It's all possible. Content is just content. That's why, I don't really think too hard about my content. When I push it. Like, I know some people are much more structured when it comes to what they post on social media, but for me, I just don't really give a fuck from that standpoint, because it just becomes stressful when you think too hard about, what you're posting.
Yeah, that's understandable.
Yo, I feel like Jay Versace. He's one of my favorites. But he's, he's just doing his thing, bro. Like, he used to make a whole bunch of content, and then he stopped doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's still doing great. And that's what I feel like I'm on right now. I feel like I'm kind of on that, not being so hyper-focused on making fucking, a whole bunch of just skits and shit.
Right.
But actually focusing on, smart networking and relationships with people instead. And that's worked out really well. And I've been just getting back into, the production side of things and figuring out, what I want to do in regards to there. Because I go through these cycles of, what I want to focus on, you know?
Yeah.
If I want to just do a whole bunch of content, or if I want to just focus on doing a bunch of music, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not boxing myself in.
Yeah, that's the thing when you do as many... I think people are so multifaceted. Now it's like people aren't just known for one thing. You know what I mean? It's like you can do all these things. And I think once you maybe get a certain amount of... I mean, you can kind of just... Once you get a certain amount of attention, you can kind of direct it anywhere you go, or any way you want to go, I should say. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because I feel like, you know, for myself, you know, I do mix, a lot of music, but I produce. I do make beats, but I also produce podcasts. You know what I mean? Like, I can direct that anywhere I want to go. You say, I post about all of it, so... so many platforms popping up and new ways to push content. Another one that someone brought up to me recently, I hadn't thought of them. I'm going to look into it, but I think I get a little overwhelmed with all the platforms, and it's like, I don't know if I want to use them all. But someone said, I need to be on Twitch. And then, so I started looking at it, and I was like, I could, but then I have to figure out what do I want to stream. You know, it could be just me, but then it could be, me making a beat. It could be me mixing a song. It could be, all these things. Like, I watched a... comedian that I really like on Twitch yesterday, because I just want to try to understand the culture, and he's a comedian, and he's playing video games, and people are straight up watching him play video games,
Yeah, I mean,
it's interesting. I mean, but people do. I used to do that when I was a kid, watch my brother play or my friends play. If it was, that's what you did, especially if it wasn't your turn to play. Just sit and watch your friends play.
Yeah, I have a Twitch.
Do you?
I haven't used it.
Okay. One thing I was thinking about actually was, because I got this idea from watching that comedian's stream yesterday. He also streams his podcast, which I was like, that'd be pretty dope. Like, if we found a way to stream what we're doing right now, that would be kind of cool.
Yep.
So, I have to look into that, but...
Yep. There are just so many platforms, too. like keeping up with.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and it's like, I guess it's just like where is your audience? You know, where are they at? You know, because even with like you with your, well, both of us with our beats, you know, even if we got into Twitch culture, there's Twitch streamers that are huge that could, that, you know, play music while they're streaming games. You know, it's like, hey, like, would you play this song or would you play this beat or whatever? Like, it's just, it's a lot. Like, it's, I don't know. It's just a lot. I don't really know how you decide unless you really dive into that culture. It's like, you really have to jump in and understand who is there and why they're there, how long they're there, like how yep. they, what are their habits, you know, or tendencies, you know, it's just a lot to take in, a lot to consider. So, yes. So what I'm saying is don't even bother. I'm kidding.
Yeah. You just gotta like have a balance.
Right. Yeah. That is true. And I think you make, well, the great thing about it is it's just like any kind of platform. Different platforms cater to people in different ways. Meaning like you and I are good on audio. Like even if it's music or even if it's talking. That's why our IG Live is cool. Because you and I have a good interaction. You know what I mean? So anything where it's audio interaction, I think is good. You know, and anything music-based is good. Now, for me, like, written word may not be as good. You know, so things like Medium or... what was the other one back in the day?
Blogger, too.
Yeah, that, too. But what was the other one? There's one more. I'm totally just flaking on. Tumblr.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there's all these platforms for, like, written stuff. And because I feel like video, audio, and conversation is what I'm best at. By the way, last night, I highly recommend this. Well, it probably won't happen on our IG Live. But weekends on IG Live have been really slow. And I think it's because people are actually getting out and about now on the weekends. Yeah. So they're not, which I think is great. And last night was really slow. So I ended up watching a movie while I was on Instagram Live. And I just kept talking about the movie.
Wow.
It was hilarious. Because people would hop on and they'd stay for a while, but now just commenting on the movie and then they'd laugh and then they'd leave out. And it, you know, like it was like a slow trickle of people. You know what I mean? They come in, excuse me. They come in for 5 minutes, you know, talk, I crack a joke, and then they leave, then another person comes in, you know. So like I said, I only get on there to you know, just to hang out. People wanna hang, great. They don't, no worries. So
yeah.
People wanna go out and have a good time. If they're wearing a mask. I won't get into that again. It's like every week we could have a segment about masks.
Yeah.
Wearing a mask.
That'll never go away, honestly.
Probably not.
Well, for... Yeah.
Well, for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. I'll be ready for it, too, though.
So, at baseball games... Somebody about told you this. I know you're not into sports, but... They're showing baseball season has started, like it's been going on, and but they're playing with no one in the stadiums, right?
Right.
But people or teams have been selling seats to have a cardboard cutout of you put in the seats.
Yikes!
So I'm watching baseball. Can you imagine? Yeah. Oh, I can. So I'm watching baseball right now, and a lot of the seats, I mean, it looks like quite a few, maybe even 1,000 of them, are filled with cardboard cutouts of people. Now, the funny thing about this is, well, that's just funny by itself. I'm just waiting for somebody to hit a foul ball and knock the head off of one of these cardboard cutouts. And two, I thought it was a dumb idea until today. I actually Googled it and thought, well, I'd like to have my face in the stadium. And yep. The Phillies, who is a team that I, you know, follow, they are yep. selling cardboard cuts for only $40.
Really?
I was like, I'd pay that to be in this. Yeah. But here's the weird thing. Well, not the weird thing. Their deadline was Friday. So if you didn't already have one, you ain't get one. So, yeah, I'm sorry. Hopefully not next year, because hopefully they let people back in the stadium. That would be good.
When do you think they'll do that shit?
What's that?
I say, yeah, when do you think you would let people back in the stadium?
I mean, I like to think next year, next season, because the season starts up again next April. So after the shortened season's over, you know, they're going to, you know, probably just, you know, I don't know. I mean, because, like, the only thing, I just want to see how football goes, because football is about to start up, college football, pro football. I think that'll really be a gauge of where sports are going to go from here. Because, like, you know, basketball games, they have, like, a compound in Florida that they have all the teams isolated.
Oh, yeah, in that little bubble, right?
Yeah. That would be kind of dope, though. Like, maybe we're just going to start living in bubbles.
Yeah, well, you know, people would be upset, bro. Like, oh no.
Wait. Oh my god. I got it. So we got to do this. We need to start bubbles. Here's the future. Future of living. We start bubbles. But then we start a new term. I know you've seen some SpongeBob in your days. Remember he had
yes.
Bubble Buddy?
Yes.
But Bubble Buddy would be like your friend with benefits out in the real world. So if you got a girlfriend, boyfriend, you're good. But if you're like, I don't want to be tied down. Well, maybe. Sometimes I do. Anyway, that's a joke. You know, you might be like, ooh, you want to be bubble buddies? You see what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
It's like, we're not together, but we're bubble buddies.
No, that makes sense. I see.
Cause it's somebody that lives independently in the bubble. It's like, are y'all together? Like, no, not really. We're just bubble buddies. We get together and get it on, and then they go home. Well, they don't go home, but they go to their respective portion of the bubble. I'd kind of be okay with that. Maybe that's where the world's going. We're going to live in these, like, small-ish communities. And then before we go see anyone, you got to get, like, tested. That would be messed up. Holy crap, that'd be weird.
Oh, yo, COVID. The COVID test is so horrible.
Have you had one?
Nope.
Got you. Me neither.
And I don't plan on it.
Got you.
Unless, like, you know, absolutely had to or something like that.
Right. Shut
but
down.
Not just for the fuck of it. Not just for, like, well, let me just see what happens.
Right. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I haven't. Now, I don't know if this is just because everybody's being super cautious. Now, stop me. I'm just stating information. I haven't heard of a lot of gimpy people getting it.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know anyone.
I don't know anyone either. That's what I'm saying. So, I mean, that's a great thing. You know, what if we're the ones immune to it?
Yo, I could take that.
That would be wild. Be like, oh, we found the cure. It's the OI gene. Oh, my God. That would be amazing. If I had the antibodies, or just naturally.
Yo.
You think maybe girls would line up? I don't know. Like, I want my children to be immune. I'll be like, let's step right up.
Yikes. Well, I guess that's one way to make something happen.
Bubble Buddies.
Did you hear that Auto-Tune has a subscription service now?
I did. Weird that you said that. I just saw them tweet about that. What does that entail?
I just saw the ad, so...
Oh.
Let's see. Auto-Tune Unlimited, I'll tell you right now. It is... Apparently the bee's knees, no, it's going on. So you get the... Every current edition of Auto-Tune.
Mm-hmm.
The entire collection of AVOX plugins. Auto key.
Damn.
Which automatically detects the key and scale of your song.
Mm-hmm.
Sends key and scale information to Auto-Tune and Harmony Engine with a single click. Free upgrades and new releases. Education and support.
Wow.
Okay, so it's $24.99 a month.
Okay.
And it requires a 2-month minimum
of course
commitment. And then for the year, it's $249.90.
Because not too bad.
Yeah.
To be able to use all the plugins.
Yeah, I'm not about to do it. No offense.
I really like, I used to use the Harmony Engine and Auto-Tune Evo. I use it a lot, but I have Auto-Tune Pro now.
Yeah, I have Auto-Tune, I have Auto-Tune Evo. I'm pretty positive. Don't let me lie. Nice. What do I have? Fuck, what do I have, bro? I had it for so long. So I have channels. Add one. I have Auto-Tune. Where the fuck are you, bro? It's not a game. Auto-Tune Evo, yes, that's what I have, and I like it. And then I wouldn't need a thing to find anything in key, because I have Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, and it tells me the BPM, and it tells me the key.
That's dope.
And it tells me, like, it has this thing where if you get songs, or whatever, it tells you, like, part one, part A, part B. Like, pretty much to tell you, like, where the hook or a verse is probably at.
Really?
You know, yeah.
That's interesting. Did I tell you about the thing I did with Melodyne the other day?
I don't think so.
Okay, let me tell you this.
If you did, just say it again.
This podcast today is a producer's. This is like a great thing for them. It's a little education. So I have Melodyne, and I mixed something for a client the other day. And here's the setup, okay? So the setup was, imagine this in even in your room, your bedroom. So somebody's got this little studio in their house, and they typically record. Like, it's set up really well for, like, vocals and stuff. But they've been recording some live things. So they recorded an electric piano, like an old-school one, that has speakers on it. So they mic that up. There's a left and right speaker. So they mic that up, so there's a left and right speaker. And then there's a vocal mic. But then he added 3 string players, like a cello, violin, and probably a bass. So there's all these people in the room. So there's 5 people.
Uh-huh.
You only have 4 mics. So he used 1 mic for the strings, like in between all of them, 2 for the keyboard, then 1 for him. So he asked me to mix it for him, right? For some like live type content. So I did the mix, and before I sent it to him, I was like, is something bugging me? One in this one section, this string was sharp. And strings are hard to play. I don't know if you've ever seen a violin or a cello. But, like, with guitars, there are these things called frets. So this is super basic.
Right.
So, like, on a piano, you hit a note, you know you're hitting that note. And a guitar, same way, because you got those little frets on the neck. But with a cello or, you know, any kind of stringed instrument like that, there's no fret markers, like, you know, like physical frets. So you have to just kind of physically memorize where that note is on the neck. You know, so you can be slightly sharp or flat. That's what makes strings cool. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's a little more human. Like, it's not perfect all the time, which is cool. But this string part, it was like a cello, was like sharp. I was like, damn it. And I was like, wait a minute. I have that new Melodyne. So I put Melodyne on this string track. Now, crazy thing about to blow your mind. The Melodyne, when I analyzed it. Now, when you have three mics in the room or four, you can hear everything on those mics, right? Because there's nothing in between them. So when it came up, there was piano bleed, and there were the other string parts. But what's nuts, I don't know how they do this. Melodyne separated all of them. How does that happen? Like, I literally could see it on a graph. You could see the piano chords, like a MIDI chart. Yeah, you can put MIDI. That's what it looked like. I mean, that's what it looks like in Melodyne anyway. It's just like a graphical interface. But you see all the piano notes, because they were like bleed in the mic. But then I saw the cello note, and when you click and hold, it plays that note, and it was sharp. So I think the one note in a, how nuts is that?
I want to see it.
It's hard to comprehend, isn't it? Like, mentally? Because think about me and you singing on one mic, but they could go in and fix me if I'm sharp or flat, but they'd leave you untouched.
Oh.
Isn't that creepy?
Yeah, it's kind of creepy.
Okay, yeah. Because I did it, and I was like, I know people have been doing this for like a couple of years now, but I never had to do it. And once I did, I was like, this is amazing. This is technology, you know. Anyway, made my week, honestly. But I got a busy weekend. We're finishing up some KVZO music and got some other things coming in. And we got a song with a BZO coming out.
Yes.
Shout out to a BZO. I want to end this podcast today and talk about what I should have for dinner. You know, of all the things that we have to think about in a day, this is one thing that I don't enjoy wasting time over, is what I'm going to eat. So it's like when you have food at your house, it's easy. Because you're like, oh, I can have this or I can have this. I don't keep a lot of things in the house, you know, because I order Postmates a lot. So
right.
I waste quite a bit of time thinking about what to eat. So I can use some ideas. Now, just remember, I've had guapuria for the past 3 days because it was leftovers. So that being said,
you could get pasta.
I like how you think. Okay.
From what's that place you get?
Little Azio.
Yeah.
That does sound good. I typically end up going there on Mondays. Here's what I'm trying to avoid. I'm doing that, like, I'm doing the old people thing where I'm getting into habits. I'm like, oh, on Monday I go to Little Azio. You know what I mean?
What are you going to do today then?
That's what I'm saying.
You only go on Monday.
That's what I'm saying. I typically go on Monday. Doesn't mean I can't go today.
Oh, well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe I can switch it up. That would be good. Plus, we changed our recording day for our Young Ones podcast, which I kind of like. We moved it to Monday. So, well, because, yeah, you know, Cayenne lives in Martha's Vineyard, which is like a really nice island off the coast of Massachusetts. And it's like, this is prime time to hang on the beach on the weekends. So, you know. So Speaking of that, KB's was on the beach too. Have you ever gone to a beach? Do you like the beach? How do you feel about the beach?
Yeah, I mean, it's cool. Like, I know some people just love beaches, but I'm like, you know, I'm there. Like, it's not like the, you know, whatever. Like, that's not like my life goal, if that makes sense. Like, I know some people just like the
right. So you're like, you like it, but it's not like, like it's something you have to do. Like, it's not like a life requirement.
Exactly.
Okay. I got you. Although, I will say this. The beaches have been made more wheelchair people friendly over the past years. Like, because when I first started going...
Yeah, those big things. Weren't you on one of those, like, chairs that go on the beach or something?
Yeah, they do have the chairs with the big-ass tires that you can get in South Beach. But also, one other thing they started doing is, you know those, well, you're too young for this, but do you remember those carpet runners that they used to put them in, like, offices, where it's like a plastic thing they put on a carpet so you wouldn't walk on it and stuff?
No.
You're too young. Okay. Anyway, they started putting these, they're like a plastic, basically a plastic walkway onto beaches now. So you and I we couldn't drive in the sand, but we could take our chairs pretty far down and onto the beach. Because basically it's just like a plastic mat or like a plastic rug. Plastic rug. Sounds like a band. That'll take you down to close to the water. Which is cool because some people can't get out their chairs, you know? I think it's cool. So that's one of my irrational fears, like our pool fear that we've talked about before.
I don't really like pools like that.
Yeah, not getting the chair near a pool. I feel the same way about the ocean. I only want to get so close to the water. Like, if I'm 10 feet back, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't need to, dip my toes in the water. Anyway, all right. Well, you know, I hope everyone out there is having a good quarantine and, you know, you're enjoying your life and living on the internet. And while you're living on the internet, you should look us up. We should start with Jay.
Jay. Hey, producer. Brent, that's where you can find me.
Okay.
At all places. And you can find me on Miller and Jay Life with my girlfriend. You can find my girlfriend's podcast from me, Pod.RT, on all streaming platforms. And you can check out my beats and shit on miniproducer.com. And yeah, what about you, Simon?
I like that little chime was right in time. They can find me, Simon Illa, SimonIlla, everywhere, from Instagram, Snapchat, Facebook. Oh, by the way, Instagram denied my verification. I requested to be verified. They turned me down again. Anyway, but I'm verified on Facebook. Go figure. Let's see. You can find me on MySpace, Black Planet, now on Twitch. So we'll see how that goes. Also, you can subscribe to my community. I've been giving some things away. Bought somebody lunch last week. Had tea with one of my followers yesterday over video chat. So that was fun. And you can text me there at 404-737-1662. I feel this like mid-quarantine energy we're feeling. It's like a weird, like, I think we've entered like this coasting phase. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, we're like, I have hype moments and like good moments. I'm kind of, you know, have my moments of being bummed out. And some moments you're just like, okay, all right. Everything is just okay. Not exciting and not bad, but just there.
Just there.
Just there. Anyway, speaking of just there, if you're just there with us, go and get your ass a podcast. That'd be something to do. Go to anchor.fm or get the Anchor app.
Make your own fucking podcast.
That's what I'm saying. Just get on there and talk about something. Everybody's got some kind of interest in something. Probably a grits podcast out there. I'm going to look at grits. Okay.
Cheesy grits.
Cheesy grits. Grits. Bits of Grits podcast. Y'all can have that title right there. Anyway, yeah, go to anchor.fm to start your own podcast. You know, once again, we record on the app and then edit and distribute through the app as well. And we also have a lovely producer of this podcast. And who would that be, Jay?
Oh, just looking me see.
That is correct. So I hope everybody has a good week. Jay, I hope you have a good week. I hope everything is good. And shout out to everybody out there. Y'all are our friends. You know.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
We do. And also, don't forget, if you are an artist, a singer, a beat maker, check us out on Thursday nights on Instagram Live, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. We do a live music review. And we do offer priority listening. We can fill you in on that. Do you want to fill people in on that real quick?
Oh, yeah. Okay, if you want to get priority listening on our live at 7 p.m., then on Thursdays, then if you send $20 to my Cash App, Mini Producer, you get first in line and the full song played. If you send $10, you still are after the priority and you only get a minute played.
That is correct. That's right. That's right. We've had some people throwing down, and we've been giving some good critiques. People have been sending in some good music. I really like seeing that. I like when we get really good stuff. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do, too. Like, I get excited when people actually are good. Oh, no, I always say that.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you. Well, look, I hope you have a good afternoon. Hope everybody has a good afternoon, evening, whatever the hell time it is you're listening to this. Have a good week.
Yeah,
be safe.
Yeah, morning, night time.
That's right.
Be safe out there. Stay away from the coronas.
That's right. And wear a mask.
Wear a fucking mask. Don't be a little bitch about it.
That's right. A little minor inconvenience, as we said before. All right, Jake. Well, it's been fun hanging with you. And we will talk to y'all next week. Peace.
All right, see you later. Peace. Me.